Good morning and welcome to Morning Meditations, a 5 to 10 minute meditation to get you thinking about what God might have for you in this new day. I'm your host, Pastor Nate Cook, so we hope you'll enjoy your meditation for this morning. Hey, this is Pastor Nate, and this is your morning meditation for this morning. So today we're going to be reading from 1 John chapter 2, verses 3 through 11. We know that we have come to know him if we keep his commands. Whoever says, I know him, but does not do what he commands, is a liar, and the truth is not in that person. But if anyone obeys his word, love for God is truly made complete in them. This is how we know we are in him. Whoever claims to live in him must live as Jesus did. Dear friends, I'm not writing to you a new command, but an old one, which you have had since the beginning. This old command is the message you have heard. Yet I am writing you a new command. Its truth is seen in him and in you, because darkness is passing and the true light is already shining. Anyone who claims to be in the light but hates his brother or sister is still in the darkness. Anyone who loves their brother or sister lives in the light, and there is nothing in them to make them stumble. But anyone who hates a brother or sister is in the darkness and walks around in the darkness. They do not know where they are going, because the darkness has blinded them. Yeah, so the book of 1 John will go to great lengths to talk about this idea of God being love, and that part of loving God is loving those who are created, our brothers and sisters, those who are created in the image of God. And so this little section is part of that whole statement. And it talks a lot about the idea of us being people who say we know God, but we don't follow the commandments of God. So we just want to make sure that we don't get the cart before the horse. Basically, if we love God, then we will begin to act in ways that are pleasing to God. We'll begin to live into this relationship, and we will end up doing good works. Jesus says a good tree produces good fruit. So people who are living by the Spirit of God will begin to produce the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So it's not that we try to do good works so that God will love us, and some people get that confused, but it's simply the idea that as we love God, we will begin to look more and more like God. We'll begin to look more and more loving. And this is why 1 John says, I'm not writing a new command, and then later it says, but I am writing a new command. It's because the idea was, it was always about loving God. The law was always about loving God, but the law had become an end in itself. So it was kind of a list of rules that people were keeping. So the new part of the command is to make sure that the cart comes after the horse, right? The horse comes first, and that means that love comes first, and then following the law comes out of love. I always like to talk about like a child who cleans their room because they love their parents and they want to please their parents, rather than a child who's told to clean their room and takes all day and drags their feet and doesn't want to do it, but they just do it out of obligation because they don't want to get in trouble. And so what 1 John is really saying is we will be the first kind of child, that as we love God, we will do things that please God, not because we have to, but because we want to. And so in this little passage, it says that if you don't love God, your brothers or sisters, and you say you love God, then you're lying, basically. It's really simple. But if we love one another, we live in the light, it says, and there is nothing to make us stumble. So today, as you go out there, I hope you will love God with your whole heart. And I hope you'll also begin to see that the people around you are created in the image of God. And so you would love them not because you have to, but because you want to. because the God that you love loves them too. Hey, that's just a thought for this morning, and I hope you have a great day.
Well, thanks again for joining us for this morning meditation. Hey, do us a favor, rate us on iTunes, or even leave some feedback about our podcast so that other listeners can know how much you enjoy your morning meditations. Hey, have a great day.